Good afternoon, everyone. Bonjour à tous. Thank you for joining us for the media availability on today's Transit Commission meeting. Merci de vous joindre à nous pour le point de presse sur la réunion de la Commission du transport en commun. Before we begin, I'd like to go over a few items. A reminder to place your microphone on mute until I invite you to ask your question. To view the city official who is speaking on Zoom, please put your view on speaker view instead of gallery view. The button for this is located in the top right-hand corner of the Zoom video screen. Veuillez changer votre écran au mode speaker en anglais pour pouvoir mieux voir les porte-paroles. Le bouton est situé en haut à la droite de la portion vidéo de l'écran. Available for questions from the media, we have disponible pour des questions des médias, nous accueillons Alan Hubley, Chair, Transit Commission, Président, Commission du transport en commun, John Manconi, General Manager, Transportation Services Department, Directeur Général, Direction Générale des Transports, Troy Charter, Director, Transit Operations, Directeur, Opérations du transport en commun, Pat Scrimger, Director, Transit Customer Systems and Planning, Directeur, Système Client et Planification du transport en commun, Brandon Richards, Chief Safety Officer, Agent en Chef de la Sécurité. I will now invite each agency in alphabetical order. You may ask one question with a follow-up. Nous allons maintenant répondre aux questions des médias qui pourront poser une question et une question de suivi. We'll now start with Chris Curris with 1310 News.
Hello. I just want to start with a question on the cracked wheels and the misaligned screws. When was that issue discovered? And are there any worries that there may be more of these type of issues in the future?
Troy?
Yeah, thank you very much. The misaligned screw was found over the summer months. So I believe it was towards the end of July, beginning into August time period. That's why we have implemented, or that's why RTG and Alstom have implemented a very, very robust inspection regime. Every single day before a train goes out into service, they conduct an inspection to make sure that that train is fit for service. So they put the right checks and balances in place to ensure that our operation can continue and can continue safely.
Thank you. No follow-up.
Thank you, Chris. Next, we have Ted Raymond with CTV Ottawa. Go ahead, Ted.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
All right, excellent. So I guess my first question, this could be to Mr. Manconi or maybe to Chair Hubley. The Ford government recently gave the city some funding for transit losses due to the pandemic. I understand there's a second phase of funding. Do we know, are we applying for this funding, and what steps is OC Transport taking to sort of to prove that the funding is required, and how much is still needed?
Chair, did you want me to comment, or?
Yeah, sorry, I had myself on mute. Yeah, John, if you don't mind telling them the discussions with the treasurer, please.
Certainly. So, yes, we have applied for the funding, and all indications are that we would get it because we meet the requirements. It's for enhanced cleaning and maintenance and to make up for the shortfall. As you've heard the treasurer and myself, in terms of the numbers, thanks to both the provincial and the federal funding, we will make up about 90-92% of the shortfall to the end of September. And then we're going to be looking to future funding to get us into to the end of this pandemic and into next year. So those are details to follow. But I know there's continued dialogue at both the association level, at the political level, and at the treasurer's level.
All right, thank you. And I have a follow-up just on ridership for Mr. Manconi. We know it's been low, obviously, because of the pandemic. How long can you sustain running at that level of ridership if it doesn't bump back up before you have to start cutting routes or possibly laying people off?
Well, as I mentioned at the commission, I think it's premature to start talking about root cutting and laying people off. That's my professional opinion. We're still in a pandemic. As you can see, it has some waves. Social distancing is important where we can. Mandatory masks makes up for when we can't. The public is expecting that. It's an essential service. It's been proven. I know many counselors are very pleased with what we've done. And so the thought of scaling back now is too premature. And that is my professional advice, is no sudden moves right now. The community, the last thing the community needs is changes and a step down in service to a very essential service that has proven itself through the pandemic. Winter is upon us, and the challenges that you've heard Dr. Etches talk about. So from my perspective, and I'll turn it over to the chair, it's too early to start talking about scaling back service levels and routes.
I agree with John that, we're going to look at this through the budget process. The commission and council will be involved in it. I will stay up front because I'm already seeing some traffic on this. Commissioner Brockington talked about cutting toilet paper. We're not into the weeds like that right now. We're going to work with the province and the federal government and take every step we can to continue to provide the best service possible for our ridership.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ted. Next up from CBC Ottawa, we have Kate Porter. Go ahead, Kate.
Let's see there. Hi, sorry, I'm joining a little bit late, but I wonder, Mr. Manconi, if you could just sum up for me, having found a root cause. I know the caveat you gave there about the Transportation Safety Board, but a root cause for the cracked wheels.
So, without the TSB signing off, I just want to emphasize that there's still an investigation going on, and we welcome their investigation. They're excellent professionals that will add another layer of lens to it. But both Alstom, our safety team, and the experts that we've brought in, when this was brought to us in terms of potential root cause, there is a lot of congruency in terms of the theory. And there's a lot of evidence suggesting that that is what is occurring. And Alstom taking the step to even further avoid a retrofit, but actually replace the wheels, which they have many hundreds of them in stock. We've confirmed that is a positive step in the right direction. What will give us all comfort is the TSB putting their stamp on it in due course, and a reminder that their investigation can take up to a year. They've been very good with our regulator, with Transport Canada at the table, telling us that we ultimately make the decisions with all the safety lenses as to whether or not service can be out there, and hence the inspections and things until they do the swap outs.
And my other question is related, I believe, to what was just asked about, the going at the ratio of how we fund transit or making cuts. And I heard you say, it's too soon to look at that, but at the same time, the budget's being drafted right now. Right. And I remember hearing that we wouldn't even know about having the Ontario or federal piece until after that process. So could you just describe, how severe of cuts you might be having to at least come up with at this point for that document in a few weeks time?
The document in a few weeks time, our approach is we're not bringing forward cuts as part of the budget. We're bringing forward what the city manager has articulated, which is Ms. Stephenson and her team are plugging in what funding will be available that we know about, which I believe gets us into the spring. And then we will, as the chair just said, we'll look at what scenarios and options we need to look at. It can't be about the nickels and the dimes. It has to be about service, which is the biggest component of it. But the governments at all levels, local and federal and provincial, have demonstrated they understand that the vitality and the continuous requirement and need of transit is so essential to communities to continue to thrive and to get through the pandemic. And to us, rather than talking about cuts, I think it's a rallying point about how important transit is, and the dialogue shifts to it is a very critical service that people understand is important in good times and in challenging times. And so jumping to cuts is premature. We will let the budget do its course. Ms. Stephenson and her team have done phenomenal work with positioning it from the finance perspective, and our politicians, the chair, the mayor, and others, and the city manager, positioning funding opportunities for us to close the gap. So the budget will come forward. Everybody knows we can't plan for a deficit. We will have to have the discussion that if there is a shortfall, what we will do. And it's no surprise. We'd have to go to service cuts, but it is premature to be talking about that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Next up from Global News, we have Craig Lord. Go ahead, Craig.
Thank you. On the OTA program transition, how many of the OTAs, the Red Vests, will be laid off in the coming month, and how many station attendants are being hired to replace them?
Pat?
Thanks, John. I hope you can hear me. I've been having some problems here. No one is legally being laid off. Their temporary terms are coming to an end. Some people have left to take other employment already. Some people are applying for these station attendant jobs, and some people, their terms will expire. So that will be happening gradually. Has been happening gradually and will continue to happen until October. Under the new position, the station attendant position, there are 12 full-time positions.
And how, in rough terms, how many fewer is that than the service, the positions that we saw through the OTAs in terms of the number of people at the stations helping to direct traffic and help customers?
It's hard to make a direct comparison because the OTA ambassadors have been working part-time hours, have been working at a number of locations. I would say that at the busy stations where customers may have expected to see or have been familiar with seeing three or four people, they will more likely see two at those stations. Of course, if anything goes wrong, we'll retain the ability to bring people back to supplement those numbers.
Great, thanks.
Thank you, Craig. Le prochain, Julien Paquette avec Le Droit. Allez-y, Julien.
Bonjour. La question est pour M. Manconi. Je comprends que vous êtes satisfait des progrès qui ont été réalisés par RTM au cours des derniers mois. Qu'est-ce qui reste à faire comme travail pour stabiliser le système et faire en sorte que la ligne de la Confédération fonctionne bien?
Merci, Julien. Le système est tellement stable maintenant, mais il reste du travail à faire. Le mois d'octobre, ils vont compléter le travail associé avec les switch heaters. Mais les choses que c'est plus important, et il y a du travail avec le track. Mais la chose que c'est plus important, c'est l'assessement avec notre équipe indépendante qui va entrer dans le système et va garder toutes les affaires pour certifier que le travail est complet et complet à notre satisfaction. Alors que je dis aujourd'hui au comité de transport commun, c'est ils ont fait beaucoup de bon travail. Nous sommes dans une bonne place parce que août et septembre, les mois, le service est tellement réable et consistant. Il y a un peu de travail qui reste. On doit faire l'assessment. Et après ça, le chose que c'est important, c'est l'hiver. Comment est-ce qu'ils font avec le CVS durant l'hiver?
Et cette firme indépendante-là qui va vous aider à s'assurer que tout le travail a été réalisé de façon appropriée, qui sont ces...
C'est pas une compagnie, c'est beaucoup. Par exemple, on va utiliser le National Research Council. On a des équipes maintenant, on a des ressources qui arrivent de Toronto, les États-Unis. On fait une équipe qui... c'est un peu difficile parce qu'on ne voit pas les compagnies qui ont travaillé sur le travail dans l'équipe de la ville, l'équipe de RTM. Alors, c'est beaucoup de petites compagnies qui spécialise dans cet type de travail.
Merci.
Merci, Julien. Next, we have John Willing with the Ottawa Citizen. Go ahead, John.
Thank you. Question for Mr. Manconi, John. The discussion about when or whether to raise fares this year, I find interesting. If you do not raise fares by the end of this calendar year, are you prepared to say, have a 5% fare increase in 2021 to make up for what we didn't increase in 2020.
Thanks, John. I'm not trying to skirt the question, but I think it's a bit premature to do the what ifs on the fare piece without the context of the budget. We're going to look at everything we can to continue to do what we've always done, which is incremental, consistent fare increases. I won't speak on behalf of the chair. I'll turn it over to him. But I know that the mayor has been consistent in that there's no appetite for large fare increases from his perspective, and I'm sure the majority of council, nor from our customer base. And I know the chair has been very supportive of that. But Chair Hubley, did you want to comment?
If I could, thank you, John. And yes, John Willing, there's no appetite for big increases. But at the same time, there's no appetite to be cutting services and so on because of a shortage of revenue from the fare box. So we need the fare increases to keep increasing the service and improving the service. So we're going to have to look at it, as John said. We're not at a point today where we can tell you we're bringing in the fare increase tomorrow or we're not even going to bring it in this year. We don't know that yet. We have to have that whole discussion. Thank you.
Thank you both. I guess just to jump off that, Councillor Hubley, as an overseer of the transit service and you and your other colleagues around the council table, what do you think council will be looking for in OC Transpo's budget, considering that they will, to a certain degree, have to crystal ball some revenue figures to just pay for some of the things that, you know, transit operations have to cover. So how are you approaching the 2021 transit budget? What will you be looking for in those forecasts that are tabled in November?
Flexibility. We have to be able to react to whatever's happening. I think OC Transpo did a fantastic job during COVID, taking the steps to move to rear door booking right away, rear door loading, sorry. Also, instead of making cuts to the drivers and the number of buses on the road, we tried to keep the full fleet out there so that people could physically distance on the buses. And I think that has contributed to the lack of cases where people are catching COVID by riding the bus. So next year going forward, we're going to have that flexibility in there. But let's not kid ourselves. If the ridership levels stay down to 30%, we're going to have to make adjustments to account for that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. En prochain, nous avons Marielle Guimond avec Radio-Canada. Allez-y, Marielle. Marielle, se peut que votre micro est sur mute, pardon? Je vois que Frédéric est ici. Frédéric, est-ce que vous prenez la place à Marielle?
Oui, moi, je suis là. Si Marie-Ève ne pose pas la question, je vais prendre sa place. Alors, ma question s'adresse à M. Manconi. Désolé, M. Manconi, de devoir peut-être vous demander de vous répéter sur les budgets, mais on aimerait vous entendre sur, justement, là, est-ce qu'il va falloir faire des coupures? Est-ce qu'il va falloir augmenter les tarifs pour les usagers en lien avec l'achalandage qui continue d'être bas et en lien avec toutes les autres mesures qui continuent de coûter cher aux services de transport en commun?
Donc, Frédéric, je pense que j'ai compris la demande. C'est pas le temps de couper les services maintenant. It's too early. C'est pas le temps. Et avec l'augmentation de le tarif, la même chose, on doit savoir si le système marche bien avec le train léger. Mais c'est comme M. Hubli a dit, si on augmente pas le tarif, on doit couper du service. Alors, c'est un double-edged sword. Mais maintenant, notre focus, c'est le système de train léger, le service de paratransport et de l'autobus. Et le budget de 2021, on porte des stratégies comment pour continuer à donner le service que la ville veut pour tous nos résidents et comment on assurer qu'on a l'argent pour payer pour tout ça. C'est nécessaire qu'on donne le crédit au gouvernement fédéral et provincial parce qu'ils ont reconnaissé que le transport commun, c'est tellement important pour la ville. Et notre équipe a fait un fantastic job durant le pandémique.
Monsieur Manconi, si je peux me permettre une autre question. Vous avez parlé dans le début de du comité là, d'aujourd'hui. Vous avez parlé de la relation de travail qui va bien entre votre équipe et les nouveaux PDG du groupe Transport Rideau et aussi de RTM. Est-ce que c'est juste une question de vision? Est-ce que c'est juste le fait qu'il y a deux nouvelles personnes qui ont une meilleure vision sur le service qui fait qu'on est vraiment capable d'avoir des améliorations? C'est vraiment eux qui sont au cœur de ces améliorations-là, selon vous?
Je pense que c'est des éléments différents. C'est la réalisation que quand RTG a réalisé que notre conseil supporte la position de l'équipe d'Ottawa qu'on met RTG en default, c'est un symbole tellement important parce que avec ça, il prend pas l'argent. Et le secteur privé, ils sont dans le secteur privé parce qu'ils doivent faire l'argent. Ça, c'est la première chose. La deuxième chose, ils ont mis beaucoup de personnel qui ont expérience à faire des opérations. Et ça, c'est pas de criticisme de l'équipe d'avant, cette équipe. L'équipe d'avant, ça, c'était l'équipe qui fait la construction. Maintenant, c'est des opérations et de maintenance. Et je pense que les deux choses, un plus un, fait trois. Et ils ont réalisé qu'ils prennent l'argent et ils ont des équipes tellement fortes. Et ensemble, on travaille et ils sont contents de donner le service beau à la ville parce qu'avec ça, ils prennent l'argent.
Merci, M. Manconi.
Merci, Frédéric. En dernier lieu, nous avons Louis-Charles Poulin avec TVA Gatineau. Je ne suis pas sûr s'il est avec nous. Louis-Charles? Alors, je crois qu'il n'est pas ici. I do not believe our last media is here. This is all the time we have for today. Thank you for attending. C'est tout le temps que nous disposons aujourd'hui. Thank you. Merci.
Thank you.